Hebrews chapter 6. Hebrews chapter 6. I want to begin reading this morning, verse 13. It says, "For when God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swear by himself, saying, surely blessing I will bless thee, and multiplying I will multiply thee. And so, after he had patiently endured, he obtained a promise." Ain't you glad for the promise? He said, for men verily swear by the greater, and an oath for confirmation is to them an end of all strife. Wherein God, willing more abundantly to show unto the hearers of promise the immutable ability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath, that by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which endureth unto entereth into that within the veil, whether the forerunner is for us entered, even Jesus, made a high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. I want to preach this morning for just a few moments, if God will bear help, and we'll try not to be too long. But on this thought, hope, the anchor of our soul. Hope, the anchor of our soul. I want to say this morning, praise God, hope it should be the anchor of our soul. Hope should be the anchor of our heart. Hope, I've told you, is faith with expectation, expecting till God comes to take us away. I want to say, praise the Lord, the price has already been paid. Amen. Paid in full, nothing owing. Praise God, if you've been saved this morning, if you've been born again, if your name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life, praise be God, it's signed, sealed, and delivered into the hand of the keeper. Ain't you glad this morning there's a God of glory that's there to help us? He promised us that He'd be there for us, that He'd never leave us nor forsake us. But He promised this morning as we'd put our faith and our trust in Him that He would abide with us. I'm so thankful this morning that I've got an abiding Savior living in my heart. I'm glad this morning that I know in the depths of my soul, praise God, as I walk through this life, through this journey called life, I know that I've got somebody on my side, somebody that's promised me things, praise God, that's literally out of this world. Amen. Some things that I can attain to through Him that first loved me. I'm glad this morning. Praise God, I'm not playing around in something false. I'm glad I'm not playing, praise God, with something that's not real. You say, well, preacher, how do you know it's real? Because it's real in my heart. When God Almighty moved in and took up His abode, praise God, I can say with Brother Robert, as he was singing a while ago, I'm not that man that I used to be. Something got a hold of me. Something changed me from the inside out. I'm not perfect yet. You're looking at an imperfect man, but praise be God, I'm a work in progress. Amen. You say, what are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying I got hope in my soul. Now, as the writer in Hebrews here is talking in chapter 6, we looked the other day, Paul, last Sunday we was talking about how Paul said we've got to go on to maturity. We've got to go on into the perfecting of this man, this woman, this boy and girl that we are. Amen. God's got a plan and a purpose for every one of you and everyone and myself likewise. He's got a plan for you. He'll minister to you and He'll help you to fulfill according to His will. I want to say God's got a way. Praise God. It don't seem right to the world. It don't seem right to carnal man, but He's got a way this morning, praise God, to work in the heart of men, women, boys, and girls. Amen. That's right in the eyes of a holy God. Amen. And if we ever get hooked up with that just right and realize that God is speaking to our hearts, God's got His precious word, His precious right, the holy right of God will lead us in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. To do those things that's right according to God. It's not what man thinks. I could care less what man thinks. Amen. I could care less what the government thinks. We was talking earlier about the persecution that we go through. And we're going to go through persecution. We're going to be persecuted these last days. Amen. That we're already starting to see it. These countries where Christians are being killed, slaughtered today for their belief, for their faith. Amen. When we had the Columbine shooting a few years ago, there was a little girl, a young lady there that said that she loved the Lord. And he, when the gunman pointed a gun at her, he said, "Do you love Jesus?" She said, "Yes, I do." Amen. She would not recant, and she died for her belief. But praise be to God, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. When Satan was there, and he was accused, a false accused, and they began to rock him to sleep there. And on that day, praise God, Stephen looked up, and the heavens opened up, and Jesus, glory be to God, was sitting on the right hand of the Father, and he stood up, glory be to God, and he saluted that good soldier, praise God, and he said, "Come on home, glory to God." Amen. He said, "Well, preacher, how could a person go through that?" Because they have hope this morning. Without hope, praise God, we're miserable in this whole world. But I'm glad this morning, praise God, that we have hope in the Lord. Paul said, there's some people that might fall away and might quit on God. But I want to say this morning, we're not of those that quit. We're not of those that go back. Because we've done looked ahead and realized there's nothing to go back to. That old life that we live, this whole world, praise God, it ain't got no promises for me. It ain't got no promises for you. It's not got no help for you. It's not got no hope for you. Yes, sir. Amen. My hope, my expectation, praise God, today's in the Lord. I mean, I could go out of here today before this day's over. There's not one of us here to keep me gone. Amen. Before you pillow your head tonight, praise God, you could be in eternity. Amen. You could go out of here this evening on your way home. I don't know if you realize that when you get in your automobile and you go flying out the road, praise God, you're 4 feet away from death at any time. It's just a good grace of God that keeps you safe. It's just a good grace of God that protects you. It's just a good mercy of God. He gives you opportunity. Praise God. Bible said we ought to seize the opportunity. Today is the day of salvation. Praise God. Today is the day we ought to get in. Amen. Just trust upon the Lord, praise God, because He is good. And His mercy endures forever. Amen. How do you know? Because He's merciful to me, an old sinner. Amen. Praise the Lord. I've told you many times, if I was God, I'd just knock me in the head a long time ago and throw me out, got me out of the way. Amen. Yeah, that's what I'd do if I'd have been God. Ain't you glad I ain't God? Amen. But praise be to God, He loves us and He cares for us. And he begins to write to them here, and he begins to tell them about those promises that was made. I want to say, praise God, this morning, God is the ultimate promise keeper. Hey, some folk going around here that's saying they're promise keepers, and they're going to do this, and they're going to do that. If you keep put your eyes on Him, and you put your faith in Him, they will let you down. But I want to tell you, when you put your hope in the Lord, and you put your trust in the Lord, and you love Him, praise God, unconditionally, like He loves you, that reciprocating love, that going and coming, praise God, when God loves you on purpose, praise God, you just begin to love Him back. Amen. Glory be to God. It's just like that old choo-choo train, them old steam locomotives. Praise be to God in the conductor. Praise God. He begins to throw the coal to it, and that thing begins to chug it out, and that smoke begins to boil. Praise be to God. Why does it do that? Because there's a fire in the furnace. Amen. Glory be to God. It gets exciting out the house of God when you begin to get that hope. And you know, praise God, who your Redeemer is. Amen. I'm persuaded He's able to keep that. I've committed again against that day. Praise God when the Lord Jesus Christ will appear in glory. Amen. Glory be to God. And I prepared before Him. Glory to God. And He said, "Hey, I know you." Amen. Glory to God. My name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Glory be to God. Amen. Ain't you glad God ain't got no eraser? I feel sorry for these people that think that you can be saved today and lost tomorrow. God's going to erase your name. Amen. How can you erase the blood of Jesus? Amen. You know what's wrong with the world today? You know why so many people running around saved today and lost tomorrow? Because they never got it to begin with. Amen. Praise God, if you ever get a dose of the hope, praise God, that I'm talking about, there'll be something stirred down inside you that you'll never get over. Amen. You'll get to Kate Hepitz. Hey, this place will be on fire, glory to God. They'll be talking more about us than they do. Say, people around here talk about it. Say, you made a bunch of fanatics up there at Stony Ford. They love the Lord, praise God. They like to stay in that book. They still believe the old King James Bible is the Word of God. Amen, glory to God. We sure do. I ain't a backing up, praise God, for nobody. Because I can back it up. Yeah. Amen. Praise be to God. That God, Word of God is real, praise the Lord. Speaks to my heart. I get this blessed old book out of a morning, I begin to pair through it. And boy, I tell you, it's just like the good God of glory just reaches down and saturates my soul. Hey, okay. Well, why does it do that? Because I got hope and it's in the Lord. He said he couldn't swear by no greater. So the Bible said he swore by himself. Amen. Hey, I tell you what, when we got an oath from God, praise God, you can take that to the bank. Amen. When God makes you a promise, glory to God, he's an ultimate promise keeper. He will fulfill his promises all the way in. I like this part here in verse 14. He said, saying, surely blessing I will bless thee, and multiplying I will multiply thee. I like it when God says, I will. Amen. Now, there's a whole lot of people in this world, Jesse, that they let somebody say, well, Pastor Jeff said, we'll do this or we'll do that, and they might let me down. But praise God, when my good God of glory, amen, when he says, I will, glory to God, praise God, it's sealed, it's signed, it's sealed, praise God, unto the day of the redemption, when he comes to take this old boy home, praise God, when I'm delivered from this old body of clay and my soul's in the presence of my Savior. Amen. God said, I will. What's our problem today? What's ailing us today? What's bothering you today? Jesus said, if you'll come to me, cast your cares upon me, because you know I care for you. He said, I'll take care of that. Amen. He said, I'll begin to do the things that you can't do. Amen. That's who God is. That's what God does. He takes care of those situations in our life, praise God. When we throw up our hands, when people throw up our hands, when doctors throw up our hands and say, don't know what to do now, God Almighty ain't wringing his hands. Hey, praise God, he ain't give in. He said, I know the situation. But Andrew, there's nothing never taken him by surprise. Amen. Amen. We may get up in the morning and the old devil jump on us from both feet. That's why we need to get up in the morning and say, God, help me that this day would be a blessing, Lord, that you'd use me in spite of myself. Amen. Use me in spite of myself. Help me, Lord, to make this a good day. Most of us get out of the bed and our feet hit the floor. We're defeated. Because we remember what took place yesterday. We remember the argument we had last night before we went to bed. Amen. Oh, me. So what you shouldn't do, I told my wife, we ain't going to bed angry. I'll fix that thing if I stay up all night. Amen. I don't reckon. You can ask my wife, I don't reckon we've ever went to bed angry. Amen. You say, well, preacher, you just never had an argument. We've had some arguments, little discussions on things. Amen. But she sees my way eventually. No, I'm just kidding. But praise God, hey, we never let us get, but we never let that begin between a relationship between me and her and our Lord and me and her, praise God. We work that out with the help of the Lord so that we don't pillow our head, amen, in anger. You can't, hey, if you go to bed mad, praise God, you're going to get up mad. And you know what you're going to do? You're going to be tired, you're going to be worn out because you've wallowed to bed all night. Amen. I don't know why I'm going this way, but praise the Lord anyhow. But when we get up in the morning, praise God, I'm going to say, praise God, if we've got the hope of Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, we've got an advocate with the Father, praise God, who's on our side and will help us to work these things out. Amen. Praise God. Amen. He'll give us the light, the illumination, amen, of our soul, praise God, to do that that's right. Amen. Illumination. You know what's missing in the world today? Illumination. We're living in a dark world, a world full of darkness. When there's light to be had. Amen. Light came unto the world, but men love darkness rather than light. Amen. A whole lot of folks are sitting in the fundamental independent Bible believing churches like this right here, praise God. They're running into the dark. They're hanging out in the dark, praise God, when the light, it's like, hey, praise God, God like Motel 6, he laid the light on for you. Amen. Why would we want to stay in the dark? We get discouraged. We get a disgruntled. Amen. And what do we do? First thing we do, praise God, we run off into the dark. Hey, may I tell you what we ought to do? We ought to run to the marvelous light, Lord Jesus Christ, fall on our face for Him, say, Lord, here I am. Lord, we need help. You come, Lord, a broken, contrite heart, praise God. God will hear your prayer. Hey, may you'll get through part of the glory, praise God. We just come realize, praise God, we just old sinners in need of a Savior. Amen. We have to get in a mess and get messed up in this world. A lot of us have been through a lot of stuff. I was thinking on this the other day as I was going through I try to go every morning, I try to go through the pews and take my list and go through and not only just read a name, but put a face and pray, Lord, just please touch this person, touch this family, touch these individuals, touch these children. And I was going through that and I began to think, you know, there's so many different things, many different avenues that we can go down in this life. But praise be to God. I want to say there's one path that's straight and narrow. Amen. There's one that's broad that leads to destruction. But glory be to God, there's a narrow path. And if we'll seek that path, praise God, with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength, praise be to God, God will put us on that path and He'll direct us in that path and He'll lead us on the path of righteousness for His name's sake. That's that hope that we have in the Lord this morning. Amen. What He gives us day by day. He said He made some promises here. He said, He gives some I wills. Praise God. He said, I'll bless and He said, I'll multiply. Amen. I ain't going to get through this morning. I can tell you that right now. He's more, God give me more than I could ever chunk out in a week. But when God begins to bless you on purpose, Brother Jeff, and He said, you know what? He said, that you can read and you can imagine in your heart, your mind, it ain't nothing compared to what I've got to give. He said, I ain't as little as most people think I am. He said, I'm a great big God who's able to do great big things. Praise be to God. He said, you may want to put me in a box and contain me, but praise God. He said, I'm an uncontainable God. Amen. How do you know that, preacher? Because sometimes He gets out on me. Amen. Glory be to God. He begins to bless me on purpose. Begins to pour it out on purpose. Glory be to God. Till my cart gets to run it over. The wheels is a sagging. The axles are cracking. Praise God. The blessings is a pouring in. Glory be to God. And I don't know how to receive them. And then about that time, Brother Andrew, he says, you need to get you another cart. Because I'm about to multiply that. Amen. See, God ain't the God of additions, praise God. He's the God of multiplication. Amen. And when we got that hope in our heart, amen. Glory be to God, the hope is the anchor of our soul. Glory to God. It'll hold us in place. Glory to, hey, you know what that does? I got to thinking on that. What that does, that puts us in the right place at the right time. Amen. When you have hope in the Lord, Jesse, put you in the right place, the right time. Now, this old flesh will probably say, well, you know, you don't need to be here. You probably ought to go on over there down there to the ball field or somewhere over there where you can entertain yourself, where you can be entertained. You don't need to be here at the house of God. You can get all that you need over there. Amen. But there's something down in your soul. Amen. There's something that's got you anchored where you say, you know what, devil? You know what, it probably ain't the devil, it's probably so flesh. Amen. I told you, the devil ain't omnipresent. He ain't everywhere all the time. But this old flesh is. But that old flesh is, yeah, I said, let's go. And he said, no, wait a minute. Flesh, I believe I'm going to go up the house of God. So I've been heard there's some good things happening at the house of the Lord. Amen. So I've been heard, praise God, that God just to pass it out blessings, and He's a blessing these people. You know what God's a doing? He's a setting you up, praise God, under the fountain, glory to God, so He can open up the portals of glory and fill you up.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah, glory. That's that hope of expectation, praise God. That's faith in my Lord.
Amen.
Amen. He said, I've got the tap, praise God, I got it. I've got the thing loaded up, glory to God, with the blessings of glory. And you, hey, it may seem like the flesh in this world, praise God, is trying to put you somewhere else. But praise God, I'm saying, God, pull you up right where He wants you to be. And if we'll hang out with the Lord, if we'll trust, you say, how do you do that? By trusting in the Lord, by believing in the Lord, by relying on the Lord. Amen. 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 You'll be right there under that fountain when God opens it up. Amen. Amen. He said, Abraham, so you just trust me. Bible said Abraham believed God and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Amen. It was put on his account. God said, amen, praise God said, I will bless. He said, I will multiply. He said, Brother Rex, he said, while we're waiting on our families to get in, He said, let's just go ahead and pull up under the fountain. Hey man, let's just go ahead and get loaded up. Let's just go ahead and just praise God for the blessings that He's pouring out upon us. Amen. Waiting for Him to multiply that. What's He going to do? He's going to let it run over. Glory to God for the good cause of Christ. Let it run over to my people and your people, my children and your children. Amen. For the glory of God. Amen. To where they'll get in before it's too late.
Amen.
Amen. He said, blessing I'll bless. Glory to God. He said, I'll pour it out. He said, then I'll multiply. He said, I'll make it so big, praise God. He said, they'll have to get in somewhere. Hey, you say, how come? Because they're going to get some on them somewhere. Amen. Hey, you get. Hey, listen, you get what we've been getting around here, praise God. Hey, it's hard to stay away from it. Amen. Old sinners is coming in the door. They're sneaking in, praise God, and trying to set as far back as they can. Amen. Because they're scared of what they'll get on them. They want that back door so they can run. Amen. Amen. They want to get out there when the service is over. I had a cousin like that for a long time. Old brother David, I love David. Amen. We'd go to church and even when we was up Coles Cove, he'd come up there and he'd sit on the back pew. Sit next to the back, and soon as Brother Don went done preaching, when he had asked for the piano player to come for the invitation, old David get up and he'd hit that back door. Amen. But I thank God every day because Brother Dave, he'd come and he'd sit on that back pew. Amen. I ain't talking about you folks sitting on back pew. You're all right this morning as far as I know. Amen. But I'm just saying, I'm just using this as an example. But he'd sat on that back pew and he got it. Well, he called me one Sunday morning. And they said, Jeff, David's in a bad shape. He's up there in the hospital. I said, all right, I'll be right up. We skipped lunch, went on up there in the hospital. Roger Rufus and them was talking to him. I'd been talking to David. I'd been praying for David for years. Went in the room there and I looked at him. And I said, David, ain't it about time you got saved? And boy, he broke down. I said, yeah, I was going to say, you know what you need to do? And he said, before I could say a word, he went to praying. That's meant he's just an old sinner in needing of a Savior. Praise be to God. Well, what are you saying? You say, preacher, David had cancer. He went out of here, praise God. Yeah, but God got him under that fountain. Glory to God. One more time. Put him up on purpose. Praise God. That praise a blessing. Amen. He could have wrote him off, cast him into hell. But praise be to God. The good God is merciful forever. He came by, praise God, that day, and he saved his soul from hell.
Amen.
David told everybody in the hospital God saved him. I'm looking at everybody he seen. They'd run him down for a test. He'd tell the blood people. He'd tell the anesthesiologist. He'd tell the x-ray technician. He told everybody in the hospital come there that God saved him.
Yeah.
Amen. He says, look what I'm going to do. So I'm going to pull you up under. Pull you in a place of blessing. He said, I'm going to bless you. He said, not only will I bless you, he said, but I'm going to multiply that blessing. I often wonder how, we won't ever know till we get to heaven. But I wonder how many people God touched with old David. See, David run for a long time. Amen. But when God got a hold of David, got him flat on his back in the hospital with cancer. Got cancer right in the middle of his back. Growing, trying to grow around his spine and all that stuff. Got to hurt and went up there to check it out. And they said, man, you got bad spice growing kind. David made it almost a year after they found out he had cancer. But during that year, he was under that fountain. God pouring out that blessing. Amen. I never seen him, but one time he was kind of down, and that was, it hit him so hard with that chemo and radiation that it just devastated him. And he was kind of down that one day, but he was still praising the Lord. Why? How could a man do that? How could a man in that kind of shape do that? Because he was under the fountain. God had brought him that place, glory to God. He'd put him up under that place of blessing. And he said, you just hang out here, praise God. It may be dark, it may be dismal and hell, but praise be to God, have I got a load for you?
Amen.
Amen. So cast no care on him because he cares for you. Lord said, he went beyond that and he said, I'll tell you what I'll do. He said, I know your burden's heavy. He said, I'll swap with you. God, Lord Jesus, I'll swap burdens with you. He said, my burden's light. He said, I know your burdens is heavy. I know you've got a lot to carry. Amen. You know, a lot of times I told you we get so drugged down in this world with our sins and our iniquities and those things that we deal with every day. It's kind of like luggage. I've told you, we get luggage, and luggage is something you don't buy every day. If you're lucky, you buy it once in a lifetime. Amen. And you keep it forever. Try to take care of it, you know. Keep the moss out of it and keep it. Don't pack it too full like my wife does through you bulging the zippers. Amen. You don't have to take the kitchen sink to the beach. Amen. To the mountain. You don't have to have that. They got sinks down there. But it's like luggage, and it begins to get, and we begin to load it up with our cares and our sins and the things of this world that so easily beset us. They so easily come upon us. And God says, you know what? He said, when you get that, you just need to get up under that place of blessing. He said, I can take care of all that for you. But we've got to learn to start casting our cares upon Him, knowing that He cares. Because what happens sooner or later, that old luggage, you keep loading that in there, it gets so heavy that you can't carry it. Amen. You can't carry it. Then you get to where you can't drag it, and the little wheels is a breaking. Amen. Then you get so heavy, pray, that you can't even carry it on a hand truck. Amen. I'm afraid that's where we're at in a lot of our lives today. We're so loaded up that we can't. A hand truck couldn't carry what we. A forklift couldn't carry all that we're carrying. And He said, you know what? God's got blessed. He said, if we'll just pull up under the fountain, He said, I'll bless you on purpose. He said, I'll take that stuff away. Now this is the part I like. I didn't even know I was going here this morning, but the Lord does, I guess. He knows what He's doing. I like it where God says, you know, you pull up under that fountain of blessings, and God begins to bless you, and He begins to pour out those blessings upon you. And you begin to take those blessings. I mean, the load that you've been carrying, those cares that you've been toting along, those things that's been so easily beset us and have got on us. But we come under that fountain, and we say, Lord, you know, here I am. Lord, I come before You. Lord, I'm just coming today. Just like we can do that in a few minutes. We can do this right here in a few minutes if God touch your heart. You say, Lord, you know, I'm under a burden, God, and I need Your help. Lord, I can't carry it no more. I don't want to carry it no more. I want to cast my cares on You. Lord, I want You to carry it for me so I don't have to. And God says, you know what? He says, He reaches down, He fingers around your heart. That's that dripping of that fountain. Man, it begins to drip on you, and you begin to get, ooh. Ooh, I know. I remember when I felt like His. Amen. I remember, praise God, the day I fell on an old-fashioned altar. And I said, oh God, forgive me, a sinner. Come into my heart, Lord. Take away my sins. Amen. Remember that drip? Ooh, those drippings, blessings. Coming from that throne of grace, praise God. Coming from that fountain. Begin to drip out on you. Praise God, you begin to bubble up. You begin to get full. Amen. And as you begin to praise, you say, thank You, Lord. Oh, glory to God. Thank You for bringing me this place, this day of my life, Lord. I come before You with a humble heart, Lord. Just cry out. And boy, He reached up there and He opens that fountain up a little bit more. And then that good glory juice starts running out your eyes. Amen. Glory to God. It starts pouring down on that carpet where you're at. And Lord, hey, you feel no more better. Praise God. That blessing is pouring out. And you say, oh God, thank You for anointing my soul. Thank You for coming in the depths of my heart. Thank You for giving me the peace and the joy and the happiness I feel. Praise God. God just reach over there and takes that spigot and just turns her on wide open. Amen. And blessings just pour out. They run all over you. Glory be to God. You get up and you got the can't help it. You're waving your handkerchief. You're shouting. You're praising God. You're magnifying and praise God. You know what happens? He takes that glory to God. Reaches down there. Praise God. He reaches over, gets that other side of that faucet. Opens it up too. Praise God. And multiplies those blessings. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying this. God said, I will. He said, I will. He said, I'll pour out blessings. He said, but what will you do? He said, will you come get blessed? Will you come be blessed? He said, I've got blessings in abundance. I can multiply them. Amen. He said, if you come this morning, now the Holy Ghost, now let me just say this. This old flesh and the devil, he's already walking through these pews. He said, don't listen to a word he's saying. You need to think about that Bojangles chicken. You need to think about that fish house. Don't think about what that preacher's saying. Next thing you know, you'll be up at the altar. People make fun of you. People talk about you. People say that you're crazy, that you're some kind of fanatic, that you, hey, they're saying maybe you're lost. Maybe they don't. They're liable to say anything about you. Don't you go up there. You know, that's just a stinking devil. Yeah. But God's saying this morning, He said, if you'll come up and receive, He said, if you'll come up and get under that fountain of blessings, that fountain, that place of help, Lord God, this morning, He said, I'll fill you up. I'll open up the fountains of glory and I'll fill you up. I'll pour out my blessings upon you. And not only will I do that, praise God, I'll bless those around you even this day. I'll do it on purpose if you'll just come to me this morning. Amen. He said, I want to bless you on purpose. I want to bless you because I can. She said, surely, blessing, I will bless thee. I like it when God says surely. Amen. That means it's on purpose. That means it's not an accident. You ever realize that when God blesses you, amen, it's always on purpose? God don't pass out no blessings by accident. Amen. He passes out His blessings on purpose. I wonder this morning, how long has it been? I wonder this morning, how long has it been since we've been under the fountain of His blessings? How long has it been since you've been under the fountain of His blessings? He's wanting to pour them out on you this morning. He's wanting to give you the best that He's got. Why would a man want to have the paupery things of this world when God's promised us He would pour out the blessings of the kingdom of God? Amen. See, this world that we live in, the Bible says that He owns the cattle of 1,000 hills. But He owns the hills too. Amen. Everything that we see, everything that we have, it belongs to God. Amen. We don't have nothing. All we have, now listen to me, I'm going to quit. I'll never get this, I ain't even started my message. Amen. I had 5 different places I want to go to this morning just to show you the hope that we have in God. But that's all right, we'll do it some other time. But God wants to pour out His blessings on us today. He wants to give us that right now in abundance that we need. The devil don't want us to get it. He don't want us to partake in the things of God. He wants to drag us off as far away from that as He can get us and keep us in the dark. Amen. But God wants to shine His abundant light upon us. See, God, when the light's on, when you're walking in the light, because we are children of the light, amen, we're not children of darkness. I don't like dark. I'm not afraid of it no more, praise God. Amen. Used to be afraid of the dark. When I was the size of Landon and Blake and him, well, I was terrified of dark. Amen. Because Granddad done painted me a picture of hell. Hell was an awful place where awful people go. Where those people that's never been changed. Amen. I believe that if they's not a change, they ain't a chance. Amen. I believe God, when God, something as big as the God, the Holy Ghost of God moves in your heart, He will change you. Amen. He will change you. But I believe this morning that God's wanting to open the door and pour out the blessings of heaven. He's wanting to pour out. Amen. Those of us that's slid back, that's got cold and indifferent, that been trying to pursue this thing by ourselves, I believe God's speaking to our hearts today. And He said, you know, youngin', that's enough. You've had enough. He said, I want you to look for that door of escape. Amen. He said, it's time for you to look for that door of escape. You said, what is that, preacher? Pastor, what is the door escape? That's the Lord Jesus Christ. He's standing at the door and He's knocking. He said, would you let me in? Would you let me help you? Would you let me pour out my blessings? Will you let me bless you today? He said, would you pull up under the fountain and just stop right there? You said, preacher, if I come to altar, I wouldn't even know what to say. I wouldn't even know what to say to the Lord. Just pull up under the fountain. Amen. You pull up under the fountain. Just pull up under the fountain. God said, I will. I will. He said, I will bless. I will multiply. He said, if you just pull up under the fountain. I want to ask you this morning, how long has it been since you've been under the fountain? There's some folks right here in this church that used to just get blessed. They'd cry. They'd praise the Lord. You ain't done that in a while. You ain't been able to do that in a while. You haven't done that in a while. Why not? Who stole your joy? Who's taken away your blessings? Your blesser ain't broke because he's still on the throne of grace. But what we got to do this morning, we just got to pull up under the fountain. Pull up under the fountains, and he said, I'll do the rest. So I'll bless you on purpose. Amen? I'll bless you on purpose. He said, surely, I will bless thee and multiply. Multiplying, I will multiply thee. And so after he had patiently endured, now listen to this, Father, he said, he obtained the promise. All we can do this morning is pull up and obtain that promise. The promise has already been given by the ultimate promise keeper. If this morning all we got to do is pull up under the fountain and allow God to bless us.